Cambridge English, Preliminary English Test, Listening. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the man leave his camera?
Oh no, I haven't got my camera.
But you used it just now to take a photograph of the fountain.
Oh, I remember. I put it down on the steps while I put my coat on.
Well, let's drive back quickly. It might still be there.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question one now. Now we're ready to start. Listen carefully. You'll hear each recording twice. 1. Where will the women meet tomorrow?
Hi, Fran. Would you like to help me choose something to wear to my sister's wedding?
We could meet at the dress shop by the bridge tomorrow.
Oh, didn't you know? It closed last month. What about the department store? They have lovely clothes. You could get some shoes there as well. And when you've got everything, we can have a cup of coffee together in the cafe.
Great idea. I'll see you at the main entrance at 11.
Okay, see you then.
Now listen again.
Hi, Fran. Would you like to help me choose something to wear to my sister's wedding?
We could meet at the dress shop by the bridge tomorrow.
Oh, didn't you know? It closed last month. What about the department store? They have lovely clothes. You could get some shoes there as well. And when you've got everything, we can have a cup of coffee together in the cafe.
Great idea. I'll see you at the main entrance at 11.
Okay, see you then.
Two. When will the man go to see the dentist?
Oh, hello. Is that the dentist's? It's Jim Goldsmith calling. Could I change my appointment, please? I can't come on November the 11th, I'm afraid.
Okay, Mr. Goldsmith. How about the 18th at 10:30 in the morning?
Well, I'd prefer an afternoon appointment, please. Have you got anything on the 21st?
I'm sorry, we're fully booked that day. The morning appointment is the only one free.
Oh, okay then. I'll take that.
Now listen again.
Oh, hello. Is that the dentist's? It's Jim Goldsmith calling. Could I change my appointment, please? I can't come on November the 11th, I'm afraid.
Okay, Mr. Goldsmith. How about the 18th at 10:30 in the morning?
Well, I'd prefer an afternoon appointment, please. Have you got anything on the 21st?
I'm sorry, we're fully booked that day. The morning appointment is the only one free.
Oh, okay then. I'll take that.
Three. Where are they at the moment?
So what shall we do when we're finished here?
Ah, let's have a swim. After that walk in the park, I really need to cool down.
Well, it's quite a long way to the swimming pool. And anyway, we've still got some more shopping to do.
All right, let's get something for lunch while we're in here then. How about these sandwiches? We'd better eat before we go swimming.
Now listen again.
So what shall we do when we're finished here?
Ah, let's have a swim. After that walk in the park, I really need to cool down.
Well, it's quite a long way to the swimming pool. And anyway, we've still got some more shopping to do.
All right, let's get something for lunch while we're in here then. How about these sandwiches? We'd better eat before we go swimming.
Four. Where did the man stay on holiday?
How was your camping holiday this year, Joe? Did you get washed away in all that rain?
When we got there, the campsite was closed because of flooding, which was a disappointment. But we were really lucky. The holiday company offered us a cottage instead for the same price.
So what was that like?
It was great. There was a 5-star hotel nearby, and they let us use the swimming pool if we wanted to. It was much more comfortable than camping.
Now listen again.
How was your camping holiday this year, Joe? Did you get washed away in all that rain?
When we got there, the campsite was closed because of flooding, which was a disappointment. But we were really lucky. The holiday company offered us a cottage instead for the same price.
So what was that like?
It was great. There was a 5-star hotel nearby, and they let us use the swimming pool if we wanted to. It was much more comfortable than camping.
Five. Who is the man going to work with?
As part of my course in social management, I need to get some social work experience. Can you help?
Sure, let me see. There's a youth centre. They're looking for someone to teach table tennis on Thursday evenings. That's indoors. Then there's the day centre for preschool kids. They're looking for an afternoon helper on Wednesdays. Or there's a riding school for the disabled, where they're always looking for people to accompany them at the weekend.
Well, the best time for me is weekday afternoons. I have no classes then.
Now listen again.
As part of my course in social management, I need to get some social work experience. Can you help?
Sure, let me see. There's a youth centre. They're looking for someone to teach table tennis on Thursday evenings. That's indoors. Then there's the day centre for preschool kids. They're looking for an afternoon helper on Wednesdays. Or there's a riding school for the disabled, where they're always looking for people to accompany them at the weekend.
Well, the best time for me is weekday afternoons. I have no classes then.
Six. Where is the boy at the moment?
Hi, it's Joe here. I'm just calling to say I'm afraid I'm going to be a bit late. I've been at college all afternoon working on my history project. It's really hard and I still haven't finished it. Anyway, I'm on my way, but my bus is taking ages to get here. All the other buses have gone past, but there's no sign of mine. Hope to see you soon anyway. Bye.
Now listen again.
Hi, it's Joe here. I'm just calling to say I'm afraid I'm going to be a bit late. I've been at college all afternoon working on my history project. It's really hard and I still haven't finished it. Anyway, I'm on my way, but my bus is taking ages to get here. All the other buses have gone past, but there's no sign of mine. Hope to see you soon anyway. Bye.
Seven. Which goods are reduced in price in the store now?
Good morning, customers. We have some great bargains in the store for you today, so don't miss out. Have a look in our electrical goods department. We've got the latest TVs at what we believe are the lowest prices in town, as always. And in menswear, we've taken 25% off all our suits until the end of the week. While in the kitchen department, you'll find the latest designs in frying pans, just in for the new season, at our usual low prices.
Now listen again.
Good morning, customers. We have some great bargains in the store for you today, so don't miss out. Have a look in our electrical goods department. We've got the latest TVs at what we believe are the lowest prices in town, as always. And in menswear, we've taken 25% off all our suits until the end of the week. While in the kitchen department, you'll find the latest designs in frying pans, just in for the new season, at our usual low prices.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear an interview with a writer called Peter Taylor. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we're ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Tonight, I'm delighted to welcome the writer, Peter Taylor.
Good evening.
Peter, your books are all set in different countries, aren't they?
Yes. Well, I was born in South Africa and I still live there. Everything in my novels happens in countries I know. I began by writing a novel about a family living in Kenya. I spent a couple of years there when I was growing up. My most recent book was about Morocco. I spent several months there last year.
I see. So when did you first visit England?
My grandfather was English. He died when I was a baby, and my father always wanted to take me to his hometown. So when I was 15, we flew to England. We stayed with some cousins I'd never met before, and then we went sightseeing. The next time we went to Europe, we visited an aunt and uncle in France.
So where do you live exactly?
For about 9 months of the year, I live on my farm, which is about 50 kilometres from the city of Cape Town. The rest of the time I'm travelling, which I do enjoy, or relaxing at our holiday house on the beach, which is great.
Your books are all adventure stories, Peter. Has anything really dangerous ever happened to you?
Well, I've had a few interesting experiences with animals, but the worst thing was definitely when I was driving along a desert road and my car suddenly stopped and wouldn't start again. Fortunately, I had plenty of water with me because it was 2 days before someone came past and rescued me.
Sounds very frightening. What about relaxing, Peter? What do you do apart from writing all day?
Well, I actually find it hard to relax, so you'll rarely find me sitting down looking at films on TV or something. I'm pretty sociable and I know lots of people, so I usually arrange to do something with them. One of them's a photographer, and he's tried to get me interested too. It's not really for me, though.
Great. And what about the future? Do you have any special plans?
Well, I'm lucky to have had such an interesting life. I've travelled all over the world, and there aren't many places I still want to visit. My main aim is, in fact, to write the history of my local area. I've decided to stop writing novels because I want to do something different.
Good luck with that. Thanks very much, Peter.
Now listen again.
Tonight, I'm delighted to welcome the writer, Peter Taylor.
Good evening.
Peter, your books are all set in different countries, aren't they?
Yes. Well, I was born in South Africa and I still live there. Everything in my novels happens in countries I know. I began by writing a novel about a family living in Kenya. I spent a couple of years there when I was growing up. My most recent book was about Morocco. I spent several months there last year.
I see. So when did you first visit England?
My grandfather was English. He died when I was a baby, and my father always wanted to take me to his hometown. So when I was 15, we flew to England. We stayed with some cousins I'd never met before, and then we went sightseeing. The next time we went to Europe, we visited an aunt and uncle in France.
So where do you live exactly?
For about 9 months of the year, I live on my farm, which is about 50 kilometres from the city of Cape Town. The rest of the time I'm travelling, which I do enjoy, or relaxing at our holiday house on the beach, which is great.
Your books are all adventure stories, Peter. Has anything really dangerous ever happened to you?
Well, I've had a few interesting experiences with animals, but the worst thing was definitely when I was driving along a desert road and my car suddenly stopped and wouldn't start again. Fortunately, I had plenty of water with me because it was 2 days before someone came past and rescued me.
Sounds very frightening. What about relaxing, Peter? What do you do apart from writing all day?
Well, I actually find it hard to relax, so you'll rarely find me sitting down looking at films on TV or something. I'm pretty sociable and I know lots of people, so I usually arrange to do something with them. One of them's a photographer, and he's tried to get me interested too. It's not really for me, though.
Great. And what about the future? Do you have any special plans?
Well, I'm lucky to have had such an interesting life. I've travelled all over the world, and there aren't many places I still want to visit. My main aim is, in fact, to write the history of my local area. I've decided to stop writing novels because I want to do something different.
Good luck with that. Thanks very much, Peter.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 14 to 19. You will hear a radio announcement about weekend activities in Fishport. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
This is Radio Wessex, bringing you the best in fun and entertainment on Saturday. We've got a whole programme of events for you in and around Fishport. Do you like walking? Why not join a walk round Bird Island with a guide, starting at 10 o'clock? It's important to bring boots because the seashore's too wet for trainers. Then there's the Guitar Day in Fishport. This was going to be held at the Music Centre, but it will now take place in the Arts Centre, which is much bigger. It's a chance you shouldn't miss if you play the guitar. What about a film? Or, in fact, several? At 2:30, the Plaza Cinema is showing a programme of your favourite cartoon films. This is sure to be a great afternoon for the whole family. Then, later in the evening, there's a weekend festival of French films. The first starts at 8 p.m. Are you keen on cycling? If so, you'll probably remember the exciting race round the lake last year when 500 cyclists took part. This year, the route takes you through the forest. More information from the Fishport Town Hall. Or perhaps you prefer the theatre. Well, at the Green Street Theatre, there's a performance of a modern play for children. It's called The Long Journey, and it's about a young boy's adventures as he travels across the world with his family. That's at 3 p.m. For a real adventure, Camford Castle's open today, and you can climb its 6 towers, each with amazing views. On the ground floor, you can visit the old kitchens and see an exhibition of plants which were used to make medicine. You'll find that really interesting. Refreshments are also available. So, no reason to stay at home today.
Now listen again.
This is Radio Wessex, bringing you the best in fun and entertainment on Saturday. We've got a whole programme of events for you in and around Fishport. Do you like walking? Why not join a walk round Bird Island with a guide, starting at 10 o'clock? It's important to bring boots because the seashore's too wet for trainers. Then there's the Guitar Day in Fishport. This was going to be held at the Music Centre, but it will now take place in the Arts Centre, which is much bigger. It's a chance you shouldn't miss if you play the guitar. What about a film? Or, in fact, several? At 2:30, the Plaza Cinema is showing a programme of your favourite cartoon films. This is sure to be a great afternoon for the whole family. Then, later in the evening, there's a weekend festival of French films. The first starts at 8 p.m. Are you keen on cycling? If so, you'll probably remember the exciting race round the lake last year when 500 cyclists took part. This year, the route takes you through the forest. More information from the Fishport Town Hall. Or perhaps you prefer the theatre. Well, at the Green Street Theatre, there's a performance of a modern play for children. It's called The Long Journey, and it's about a young boy's adventures as he travels across the world with his family. That's at 3 p.m. For a real adventure, Camford Castle's open today, and you can climb its 6 towers, each with amazing views. On the ground floor, you can visit the old kitchens and see an exhibition of plants which were used to make medicine. You'll find that really interesting. Refreshments are also available. So, no reason to stay at home today.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a boy, Ian, and a girl, Sally, talking about cooking. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Sally. I'm just going to the supermarket to buy something to cook tonight. Would you like to come round for a meal?
Great. I've always wanted to find out whether you're as good a cook as everyone says. What's on the menu for tonight, then?
Well, 2 of the people in my house are vegetarian, so it'll be meat-free. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. I've never actually stopped eating meat, but I prefer to eat other things. And at college, it's much easier to do that. When I was at home, I always ate everything my mum or dad had cooked, but we had so much meat.
My parents were the same, though I didn't mind because I like eating meat, especially dishes with lamb.
Did your parents teach you how to cook?
Not really. My mum was never very keen on letting me work in the kitchen. What made the difference for me was when I had a Saturday job in a restaurant kitchen. Looking at what the chefs did there was amazing. I hardly did any cooking at school, and I really think more time should be spent on it.
But there just aren't enough hours in the school week, Ian. And I think other subjects are more important. Anyway, you don't need to know much about cooking. I just get pasta meals or buy something else that can go straight in the oven.
But that's really expensive.
Yeah, but it's convenient, isn't it? So you should expect higher prices.
The thing is, Sally, you don't need expensive ingredients or detailed instructions to make something really special. It's more important to really care about what you're preparing. I'll show you how tonight.
I'm feeling hungry already.
Now listen again.
Hi, Sally. I'm just going to the supermarket to buy something to cook tonight. Would you like to come round for a meal?
Great. I've always wanted to find out whether you're as good a cook as everyone says. What's on the menu for tonight, then?
Well, two of the people in my house are vegetarian, so it'll be meat-free. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. I've never actually stopped eating meat, but I prefer to eat other things. And at college, it's much easier to do that. When I was at home, I always ate everything my mum or dad had cooked, but we had so much meat.
My parents were the same, though I didn't mind because I like eating meat, especially dishes with lamb.
Did your parents teach you how to cook?
Not really. My mum was never very keen on letting me work in the kitchen. What made the difference for me was when I had a Saturday job in a restaurant kitchen. Looking at what the chefs did there was amazing. I hardly did any cooking at school, and I really think more time should be spent on it.
But there just aren't enough hours in the school week, Ian. And I think other subjects are more important. Anyway, you don't need to know much about cooking. I just get pasta meals or buy something else that can go straight in the oven.
But that's really expensive.
Yeah, but it's convenient, isn't it? So you should expect higher prices.
The thing is, Sally, you don't need expensive ingredients or detailed instructions to make something really special. It's more important to really care about what you're preparing. I'll show you how tonight.
I'm feeling hungry already.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.